Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, June 12, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here is a look at tonight's top stories.
Tonight, how a trade deal would affect us all. Then, what's your racial identity? And a top economist predicts a collapse after October. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Don't think you're part of the power structure because you're a trendy out there. And because you go along with this, they see you as a useful idiot. That's what Lenin called his moron followers.
Well, some good news for now. Fast Track Authority has failed in the House. And it was actually the Democrats that helped block the final passage of the Fast Track Authority. They rejected a displaced workers aid program that they are normally in support of. Now, Pelosi and Boehner engineered this deal in order to advance a trade framework to the floor. And it was under the agreement that Democrats could score a vote on something called trade adjustment assistance. So TAA was going to be a method to sort of cushion the blow for various workers and industries that are going to be damaged by reallocation to jobs going overseas. So obviously they know that's a big deal that's going to be happening. But Democrats actually blocked the TAA, knowing that if they did that, it would bring the TPA to a screeching halt. Now, if the TPA does pass, which it is scheduled to go up for a vote once again on Tuesday, with a lot of people, including Senator Jeff Sessions, saying it probably is going to pass. Well, now they don't have the bargaining power of the TAA. So there's no protections, no workers' protections that are going to be in place. So I'm hesitant to call this a victory just yet. Now, Nancy Pelosi had this to say. She says, "Our people would rather have a job than trade assistance. We have to slow down on the fast track bill." She said, whatever the deal is with other countries, we want a better deal for America's workers. So a little frightening there that I agree with Nancy Pelosi, and that's why I'm, you know, a little hesitant. I don't really think that we know everything that's going on at the present moment with the TAA and the TPP and the TPA, all of these confusing acronyms. But that's the key. Whatever is inside the TPP, they know that jobs are going to be lost. And so there has to be some sort of worker protections involved with this. And Fast Track itself is a threat to democracy. Now, Senator Jeff Sessions calls the TPP a new form of global governance structure. He said the creation of it would be authorized through the 6-year Fast Track executive authority. Now, the key here that we keep telling everyone and bringing this up again and again and again, the key is that Fast Track is going to grant the next president the ability to make amendments to any of these trade agreements via executive order. So this Fast Track authority is for the next 6 years. It will be like a living document. So why would anyone want to hand that power over to any president? That is what is really frightening about this. And a lot of people are saying, oh, we'll have 6 months of debate. No, we will not. We'll have about 60 days to see the TPP, and it's a up or down vote. And Sessions actually goes on and says, under Fast Track, Congress transfers its authority to the executive, and they agree to give up several of its most basic powers. These concessions include the power to write legislation, the power to amend legislation, the power to fully consider legislation that's on the floor, and the power to keep debate open until Senate cloture is invoked. And of course, the constitutional requirement that treaties receive a 2/3 vote. He says, in other words, through Fast Track, Congress is basically pre-clearing a political and economic union before a word of that arrangement is even seen by a single person. Now, that's not what we heard by Paul Ryan, who said, this is going to give Congress even more power. And Boehner said, this is going to create even more jobs. All of these things are lies. So there is a lot of confusion with what's going on. And I tend to agree here with Senator Sessions, who's basically saying that this TPP is going to create a new global governance structure.
In rare form, President Obama raced over to the Capitol to plead with his own party to pass the 3 sections to be voted on in order to fast-track his secret globalist trade deal. A trade deal that Ways and Means Committee Chairman Paul Ryan arrogantly vomited, "It's declassified and made public once it's agreed to." echoing the hubris of Nancy Pelosi's ramming of the middle class life savings killer, Obamacare, when she declared, "We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what's in it." But Pelosi turned the tables on her dear leader on Friday and instructed her party to ignore the president in order to slow the fast track authority.
And so while I'm a big supporter of TAA, if TAA slows down the fast track, I am prepared to vote against TAA, because then its defeat, sad to say, is the only way that we will be able to slow down the fast track.
15-minute vote.
The U.S. House wraps up debate and begins three votes on trade measures. The first one dealing with trade adjustment assistance. This provides economic assistance to workers or communities who are displaced by trade deals. The second vote, if that first vote is approved, is on the Trade Promotion Authority, the so-called Fast Track Authority, giving the president the ability to submit trade deals to Congress for an up or down vote. And the last bill, it deals with customs enforcement, a customs enforcement measure that also contains penalties for countries involved in trade deals that also manipulate their currency. But this first vote is essential. It's a 15-minute vote, because if this doesn't clear, it is likely that the second vote won't happen.
At high noon on Friday, Texas time, Obama was handed his tuchus by his own party and the successful pressure waged on them by the labor unions. The final tally on the crushing defeat of the trade adjustment assistance bill was 302 nays to 126 yeas. A 3-to-1 margin of raging Democratic disapproval of their can-do-no-wrong Democratic president's policies. This is what a capitalist democracy, convulsing in its death throes as it attempts its metamorphosis into a corporatocracy, looks like. In order for the TPA, the fast-tracking, amendment-free trade promotion authority, to have any teeth, the TAA needed to pass. The self-touted progressive TAA, a program designed to help workers displaced by trade that Democrats had supported, but when tied to the Trade-Pacific Partnership, took on a whole new meaning of discombobulated trade regulations, dictatorial executive powers, no job displacement welfare, and economic upheaval. The TPA will now hobble on as a toothless beggar into the next administration, as it has a lifespan of 5 years. Throughout the TPA process, Senator Jeff Sessions issued critical alerts, bringing attention to Paul Ryan's deception and saying, "Promoters of fast-track executive authority have relied on semantic obfuscation in an effort to deny the obvious. The president's top priority is obtaining fast-track authority because he knows it will expand his powers and allow him to cement his legacy through the formation of a new political and economic union." Backstabbing House Speaker John Boehner, who voted on the TAA, even though the Speaker rarely votes, now has two options to sycophantically toady up to his aristocratic CEO overlords. Either proceed with a revote on Tuesday and attempt to get 80 more votes, or send the legislation back to the Senate for a major overhaul. After the defeat of the TAA, and before the vote on the TPA, Majority Leader Representative Kevin McCarthy of California said,
"Members are advised that we are proceeding to votes on the remaining two motions." I would advise the members that the world is watching, and I encourage every member of the House to vote yes. I yield back.
We're watching, all right, Mr. McCarthy. We're watching your political career, Paul Ryan's foolhardy ambition, Boehner's legacy of betrayal, and most of the GOP go down the toilet. Back in the lair of the Bilderberg pawn, Obama's White House haughtily dismissed today's defeat as a procedural snafu. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
One of the items on this year's Bilderberg agenda is the elite's ongoing war on cash. Well, now, top economic forecaster Martin Armstrong is predicting a crash coming just after October.
Martin Armstrong began his studies into market behavior. Armstrong's work has become world-renowned. The model has successfully pinpointed not merely major specific days when events will be in advance, but it has provided one of the most consistent guides for understanding the turning points in the global economy and thus the business cycle, not merely within a domestic economy, but within the global economy on the collective basis. ArmstrongEconomics.com.
In 85, forming the G5, the dollar was up dramatically at that point. The Deutsche Mark was like four to the dollar. And they basically just stood up and said, okay, fine, we're going to, you know, we want to see the dollar 40% lower. And that was the 87 crash. And because I went public and warned them they were going to create this crash if they do this, I mean, a common sense, you sold the Japanese, you know, everything from Rockefeller Center on down. And they own like more than a third of the U.S. national debt. Now you stand up and you say you're going to devalue it by 40%. Don't you think they would sell? There's no rational discussion with these people. And so they just started selling, and that was your 87 crash.
Let's talk about this secret meeting in London to end cash. And along with that now is this huge push in the media to get rid of cash. That's a bold move, but again, let's talk about why they would want to do that, A, but then B, about the secret meeting.
Well, that's how they pulled this off. The media is part of the tool. And it was Larry Summers who first came out and said, gee, interest rates should go negative. Now, he wasn't in the administration. He was just at Harvard. So what happens is they can, if the market rejects it, they can say, oh, that's just him talking. If it accepts it, all right, they're right behind it. So this is how politics really works. So what you're seeing right now is the media coming out, yeah, we should get rid of cash. You know, and that is the balloon.
They're floating.
They're trying to get at, yes. The reason I've been pretty much so vocal, being coming from the professional side, liquidity is absolutely evaporating. And it is scary because that means when this thing turns down after October and government bonds, et cetera, you're going to see a massive, I mean, collapse, massive. When this thing turns down after October and government bonds, et cetera, you're going to see a massive, I mean, collapse, massive, because there's no bid.
Good God.
And it's really, capital is scared to death everywhere. And they've been selling the longer-term paper, 10-year bonds, et cetera. The bonds have crashed. And they're moving everything into like 30-day to 6-month paper max. And because nobody knows what's going on.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now today we got in our brand new t-shirts. This is the Save America t-shirt with the upside down flag. Now at InfoWars.com, in no way are we being disrespectful. In fact, this t-shirt was designed to help inform you and the people around you that will be seeing this t-shirt, because at the very bottom, we show you the actual United States flag code, Title 4, Chapter 1, which states that you should never fly the flag with the Union side down unless you're in a dire state of emergency. Now, if you haven't taken a look outside the door or turned on the news in the last year or so, then you would understand that our country, our republic, is in dire need of help. We have a government that continuously spies on us illegally. We have a country that continuously mistreats our veterans and then sends them to stupid, pointless, mindless wars with no truth base behind it whatsoever. And then they come home and they treat them like crap. They throw them on death panels. I myself am a veteran. I've served numerous tours and I do not find this disrespectful whatsoever. And at InfoWars.com, we're here to inform you. So I want to encourage you, the viewer, to go to the InfoWars store and pick up your Save America t-shirt. Save the Republic. That's what it's all about. Saving the Republic. And this will be a really good conversation starter when you wear this out and go into public. You can help inform people. They'll come up to you. They'll approach you. Some of them might be upset, but you have the opportunity to now sit down, open a dialogue, and explain to a new person that might not know what's really going on and let them know why our country is in distress. So please go to InfoWars store and purchase your Save America t-shirt.
Well, earlier this week, we learned that hackers linked to China hacked into the U.S. government. Well, now some things have come to light, letting us realize that this hack was a little bit more serious than what we were first told. These hackers may have accessed security clearance info for U.S. intelligence as well as military personnel. Now, obviously, much more damaging than the original vague story that, you know, a few personnel files were accessed and things. Just a little cybersecurity breach. Now, the forms that were accessed were known as Standard Form 86, and these require applicants to fill out very personal information. This includes histories of mental illness, past arrests, any backgrounds in previous alcohol or drug problems, arrests, things like that. And one of the big things that they're telling us is that they've also accessed all the Social Security numbers, which were not encrypted. J. David Cox, who is the president of the American Federation of Government Employees, said in a letter that we believe that the central personnel data file was the targeted database and that the hackers are now in possession of all personnel data for every federal employee, every federal retiree, and up to a million former federal employees. And the union believes that these hackers stole military records and veteran status information, address, birth date, job and pay history, health insurance, life insurance, and pension information, as well as age, gender, and race data. So obviously, this is a huge data breach. And of course, of utmost concern at the present moment are those U.S. employees who are stationed overseas, and especially in countries like China. Now, a cybersecurity failure that is just so huge with this is the fact that they did not even encrypt these people's social security numbers. So this just means that all the wrong people can do all sorts of awful things with these people's identities. Now, what we're also learning that makes this OPM hack such a catastrophe is that it went undetected for more than a year. The NSA did not discover the malware here. They did not discover this hack. Totally useless agency there, the NSA. A private company discovered that there was Chinese hackers linked into the government system. So it was a private company giving the Office of Personnel Management a software demonstration, trying to show them how they needed to update their software. And it was then that they discovered that indeed Chinese hackers had installed some malware there in this agency. So hopefully this private corporation, this private company was awarded a contract. But these are the people that are taking all of our metadata and telling us not to worry about it. These are the people that we're supposed to be trusting with all of our health insurance when they want to federalize the health, completely change the way that we do healthcare in this country. And we're supposed to be trusting them with their, with our personal information. So I'm sure that we're not going to hear the argument, oh, well, if you've got nothing to hide, then why are you worried about it now that it's actually going to be affecting people who work directly there in the government? So we're not really, you know, this isn't really a big threat. You know, the fact that Chinese hackers could hack into the government, infiltrate the Office of Personnel Management, and the NSA didn't even catch it, that's not a big deal. And Obama just wants everyone to think that climate change is the big deal. That's the huge national threat. And it's not even the threat. This other story that came out this week, in just under a year, ISIS has collected enough radioactive material to create weapons of mass destruction. They are now, it has been confirmed that ISIS has stockpiled enough radioactive material to create a weapon of mass destruction. And Obama admits he doesn't have a plan.
So it's a totally unfair and unbalanced fight. And now the rebels are the freedom fighters. The Syrian National Army are being beaten every place around Syria. So yeah, we've got to change the battlefield situation. And just sending arms, very frankly, although they need them very badly, they need anti-tank and anti-air weapons, is not going to change the situation on the ground. And the massacre goes on.
ISIS, blatantly supported by John McCain and the Pentagon, and hesitantly supplied tanks, rocket launchers, missile and anti-aircraft systems in accidental airdrops.
According to volunteer forces who are fighting the terrorists, American helicopters dropped boxes of weapons in Yathrib and Balad districts in the Salahuddin province. Now, the airdrop comes as the Iraqi army and volunteers are making significant gains against the terrorist group there. Now, back in October, the U.S. military admitted that a bundle of ammunition and weapons it had dropped over the Syrian border town of Kobani had ended up in the hands of ISIL members.
Now it has been confirmed that ISIS has stockpiled enough radioactive material to create weapons of mass destruction. In the ISIS magazine Dabiq, ISIS declared their intent to acquire a nuclear warhead from Pakistan with their billions of stolen funds, gobbled up as they ransacked banks and took control of oil fields across Iraq and Syria. ISIS claims that all they have to do is call on their leaders in Pakistan to purchase a nuclear device through weapons dealers with links to corrupt officials in the region. India's defense minister, Rao Inderjit Singh, made the remark, "With the rise of ISIS in West Asia, one is afraid to an extent that perhaps they might get access to a nuclear arsenal from states like Pakistan." Bloomberg quoted him as saying, ISIS admits that the scenario is a bit exaggerated, but then points out that a few thousand tons of ammonium nitrate explosive used in mining operations or the weaponization of toxic chlorine as the gas berthalite would be easy enough to make.
And it's designed to target mainly an American audience that is not geopolitically informed and doesn't know what's been happening for over 2.5 years in Syria, where NATO and the United States, that includes France, England, you name it, have injected over 100,000 foreign fighters from Saudi Arabia, from Qatar, from so many other countries that are al-Qaeda in over 60% of the cases. That's admitted. They are engaging in incredible atrocities across the nation. And three times in the last 2 years, they have been caught staging chemical attacks. They've been caught. Even mainstream news admits in the back of the paper, okay, they staged it. It's the type they use. They did it to blame Assad and the Syrian military so they can take over.
There is a reason why President Obama
There's a reason the White House science czar wrote a book about brain damaging us with
it. The proliferation of these weapons.
Because you're a bunch of murderous, psychopathic bastards. And I'm so sick of watching you commit crime after crime and running Al-Qaeda.
That this international norm cannot be violated without consequences.
Liar, liar, liar.
And there is a reason why, no matter what you believe about Syria,
no matter what you believe,
all peoples and all nations,
people
who believe in the cause of our common humanity,
our humanity should support them injecting al-Qaeda rebels to try to overthrow the government and kill all the Christians.
ISIS is about 30,000 irregulars. They're not technically trained to fight. They have only the heavy equipment that they capture from us.
Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says NATO is deeply concerned about radioactive materials ISIS has seized from research centers and hospitals that are exclusive to government stockpiles. ISIS has already been pushing its way into Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and other parts of the Middle East, becoming, as UK Home Secretary Theresa May declared, just months away from becoming the world's first truly terrorist state. ISIS has essentially reached this plateau of potential mass devastation in roughly 1 year. They will not rest until their perfect storm of globalized militant groups have unleashed its full scope of U.S.-backed intelligence and funding on the American public. Of course, whether they have weapons or not is beside the point. ISIS is already very successful at engaging the media in a giant psyop to terrorize the public and keep a firm grip on American freedoms as deemed necessary by the elite corporatic succubus as they prepare the final phases of construction of the superstructure of a new world order. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Congratulations, Mr. Watson.
Thank you, sir. I'll do my best.
Some people would do anything to get into Harvard.
Mom, Dad, I'm black.
What? What? No, you're crazy.
Mark Watson.
Come on now!
That was a clip from an 80s movie, Soul Man, where an affluent white teenager fakes being black in order to get into Harvard. Now, when that movie first came out, it caused a lot of backlash because obviously we have a white actor in blackface. Well, it sort of ties into this next story that has gone viral today. A prominent civil rights leader and NAACP president has been outed as a Caucasian who has been pretending to be black for at least a decade. Now, normally, lefties would jump all over this story because it's the ultimate cultural appropriation. But the issue is that for the better half of the year, progressives have really been pushing for this acceptance movement for self-identification. Should self-identification trump objective truth? So the critics of self-identification as objective truth finally have their test case. So according to her parents, Rachel Dolezal has been disguising herself as an African-American after she assimilated herself in with that community and that culture nearly 20 years ago. Dozal is president of the Spokane, Washington chapter of the NAACP. She also chairs a city police oversight commission. She earned her master's degree from Howard University, which is a historically black college in D.C. And she's also an adjunct professor of Africana studies at Eastern Washington University. She writes several blog posts about living as an African-American here in America. And she's also states on her bio that she's been the victim of numerous, at least 8 documented hate crimes. No suspects have ever been identified in those hate crimes. And it was actually the latest hate crime that she claimed to be a victim of that caused her true identity to be revealed. She claimed that someone had put some letters and pictures of lynching in the NAACP's P.O. box. But the post office said that there was a problem with that because it had never been processed through the mail. There was no barcode on it. And that the only person that could have put it in there and put it in that mailbox was either a postal employee or someone with the key to that P.O. box. So then this caused a local news station to start doing a little investigating of their own. They confronted her and they say, you know, are your parents white? And a vine that's been looping all day is her saying, I don't understand the question. I don't know what you're talking about. So then they went and they found her white parents who outed her, and they were, you know, they said they hadn't been in touch with their daughter for years because she didn't want them around because they would blow her cover and all this stuff. And they were kind of upset about the fact that she was passing off her younger adopted brother as her son. So now normally, like I said, this would be the ultimate story of cultural appropriation. But now we are forced to ask, what is the material difference between Rachel Dolezal and Caitlyn Jenner? Ooh, everyone's saying, you know, race is just a construct anyway. So why does it matter how people classify themselves? And in her heart, she is black. So shouldn't we be actually really upset with her parents who outed her and refused to accept the identity that she has assumed? She self-identifies as a black woman, and she has gone really hard in the paint to live this life. So what is that, guys? Okay, I'm hearing that we actually might have some footage of Rachel Dolezal getting her diversity training.
I throw a little bit of slang in there. Say, yo, that jacket is tight, son. Yummy.
Yo, that jacket is tight, son.
Yummy.
Yummy.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't believe you people.
Huh. What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
So obviously we're just having a little bit of fun here today, but that's it. That's the big diversion tactic. It's getting us all talking about, are we really free here in America? If we're free, we'll be free to wear a dress, or we're free to get a total race lift if we want to recognize ourselves as black here. Those are the only freedoms that we're allowed to discuss. Don't even pay any attention to the fact that your actual freedoms are being stripped away in D.C. right now. So we're not going to fall for that diversion tactic. Now, thank you all for tuning into our show tonight. If you're watching us on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button. Help us out here. Help us dominate the internet. And then head over to prisonplanet.tv, where you can also become a subscriber. There, you're going to get instant access to over 18 years worth of content, all the Alex Jones Show, our special reports, rants, as well as ebooks. And you can share your username and password with up to 20 people at the same time. So that's 20 people being able to watch the nightly news live with you. And of course, your subscription definitely helps support this operation. And we definitely appreciate you. So thank you so much for tuning in. And we'll see you here Monday, 7 p.m. Central.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.